You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Audible. U.S. hospitals struggle amid rising cases, the stock market takes a sharp hit, and European drug makers pledge vaccines to the WHO. Here's what you should know. The number of Americans hospitalized from coronavirus has risen 46% in the last month, straining hospitals around the country. Smaller cities and rural counties in the upper Midwest and Mountain West are having the hardest time, with some hospitals airlifting patients to be treated elsewhere. 26 states across the country are nearing record numbers of new infections, and no states are currently seeing sustained declines in case numbers. Stocks fell sharply on Wednesday morning as coronavirus cases rise at alarming rates nationwide. This news also coincides with Washington's failure to pass another stimulus bill. On Tuesday, the Senate adjourned until November 9th, ensuring that no coronavirus aid deal will be reached before next week's election. And two European drug makers partnering on a COVID-19 vaccine, Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline, announced today that they will provide 200 million doses to the WHO's effort to ensure that vaccines are distributed equitably worldwide. The program, COVAX, aims to first vaccinate the most high-risk people in every country. Now it is competing for limited doses of promising drugs with countries like the U.S. that are buying up their own. The European company's vaccine is behind the frontrunners in development, with Phase 2 trial results expected in early December. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Can't get enough of listening to daily podcasts or audiobooks? Then it's time to check out Audible, where you can find what you want all in one place. Our selection offers a broad range of titles and genres on topics you love most. Do you crave news and sports analysis? Tech news? A good, inspiring story? We've got it all. You can even browse through our Audible originals and listen to exclusive content like Game Breaker with Keith Olbermann. The new Audible is your playlist for life. Download the Audible app to get started.